what I'm thinking now for the private group for just, you know, a few minutes for people that are aware of the stuff we've been talking about, priorities of what to do to get yourself in the best shape possible for the next phase of this whole thing.
Sounds good.
Anything that you want to share coming from any angle of it? I mean, if you're talking to people, for example, that have some idea that this is like some kind of a horror movie unfolding, but that there are signs of consciousness showing up in different parts of the society in all different places, what's the best contribution to make to the whole thing, both taking care of yourself and for the outside world?
Yeah, good. Yeah, we can talk about that. I tell you the best thing you can do for your family is get your kids out of the schools. And, you know, as far as the individual is concerned and families are concerned, you better start making some preparations now. Food prices are already going through the roof. The dollar's purchasing power is going to be declining like a rocket. And I mean, we need to be prepared for what's coming so we don't get caught off guard, and so they can't use that as leverage to coerce us into doing things we wouldn't do otherwise.
Yeah. What do you think about connecting with other people in the local area that, you know, are somewhat compatible with what you're talking about?
That's absolutely essential. I tell people, you know, get yourself connected to groups of local people, local communities. Church is a good place to find that. If there's a local prepper group, if you have kids, get them enrolled in some homeschool co-ops. You'll find a lot of like-minded people through homeschool cooperatives. So there's a lot of different ways to connect with local people at the that are like-minded that can help deal with all the craziness that's coming. So.
Yeah, I totally agree. And for the people that are realizing homeschooling is essential, but they are busy and they can't do it, or for whatever reason, cooperative homeschooling is what you talked about, right? What you mentioned.
Yes. Yep.
And that's what they used to do on the frontier of America.
Yep.
Because everybody didn't have the time to do it full time for their own kids. So they would find a trustable schoolmaster. Right. Or somebody that would do that.
Yeah. And I mean, we actually have a lot of resources for people who want to work on that. If you go to publicschoolexit.com, we have got we'll help people all over the country to stand up whatever they need to stand up there, whether it's a homeschool co-op, a scholarship program through a church, a Christian school. Okay. We've got legal experts. We've got educators. We've got people who literally their work at university is training people to run one-room schoolhouses.
Wow.
So all kinds of different options there.
Turns it into something positive and exciting, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so I encourage people to check that out. If we can help, we will. And so much great stuff going on. You can find all the situation in your state, right? What does the legal environment look like? So just critical. So
what organization is doing that?
This is Public School Exit. I serve as the executive director there, but we've got an incredible board of directors. We've got also just an incredible team of advisors. We've got an advisory board people can check out, and we can connect you with our people to help get something off the ground wherever you are. So
wow, neat. Yeah, I would love to support a group like that and maybe have some input at some point.
Yeah,
that'd be great. All right, well. Thank you, Alex, and I really appreciate the time. At some point in the future, maybe we'll have some more.
Awesome. Okay. Well, hey, thank you, guys. Great to talk with you, and we'll catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay.